Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, Trump blasted Moscow Mitch. You know, the thing about Trump, the genius of Trump is he has no position. He lost the presidency. He lost the House. He lost the Senate. And yet we still mention him because he does outrageous things. Outrageous things. He attacked Moscow Mitch, the majority leader of the Senate. And the reason that he did that is because back after January 6th, Moscow Mitch said that what he had done, he, Trump, was a criminal offense. The U.S. attorney should go after him and put him in jail. And then Moscow Mitch used that as an excuse not to impeach him, not to convict him, I should say, in the articles of impeachment out of the House. But, you know, if a guy says that you're a criminal and should go to jail, you're not going to like the guy. Trump does not like Moscow Mitch, and Moscow Mitch does not like Trump. So Trump puts out the following statement, basically that Moscow Mitch has got to use the debt limit leverage they have to defeat Biden's agenda. They must stop the Build Back Better bill by all means. And here's his exact words, quote, old crow Mitch McConnell, who is getting beaten by the radical left Democrats, must use the debt ceiling to kill Democrats' new social policy. So does he call him up and say, hey, Mitch, let's have a drink. You know, maybe I have an idea, or Mitch, here's what I think you should do. No, he puts out a statement online that goes, old crow Mitch McConnell. You know, the thing about it is, Mitch McConnell is a broken down old crow. And that's what he called them. There's no business being in the Congress at all. It's a disgrace. But the last time he called him an old crow, a couple of weeks ago, McConnell has one good riposte. What he said was, well, old crow was Henry Clay's favorite bourbon, which is kind of a funny line. There was, maybe there still is, a brand called Old Crow Bourbon. Henry Clay was a segregationist 19th century senator, very famous in American history. Nobody remembers why he's famous. We just spout stuff like, oh, Daniel Webster, Henry Clay, and nobody digs at all. But in any event, that was sort of a funny way to handle it. But a guy like Mitch McConnell, who is a rather grisly looking thing, I mean, you know, to be called an old crow all the time, you know, broken down old crow and everything, that's not the way you get people to cooperate. And Trump did that as president. He would call Angela Merkel and Theresa May. Theresa May was the prime minister of the UK. Angela Merkel was the chancellor of Germany, and insult them to their faces on the phone. He said, you're stupid, you're weak. He would use those words. Now, you're telling him to say, screw you, and hang up the phone. On the other hand, it's the United States. We don't know what he could do to us. And they put up with it, but it really envenomed our foreign policy with our allies. It really envenomed our foreign policy. So Trump is saying, just flat out, injure the United States, you old crow Mitch McConnell, injure the United States to somehow defeat Biden and get the Republicans in. It is the baldest, purest example of how the Republicans will deliberately injure the United States on purpose, to simply get themselves back into power. And one of the worst examples, and I've talked about this before, but there's new data in. Biden now has had only 8 ambassadors confirmed by the Senate. Ambassadors have to be confirmed by the Senate. He has more than 40, actually more than 50, who have not been confirmed, including to China, Japan, and India. The State Department has 250 people that need confirmation, and Josh Hawley is stopping all of that. Cruz is stopping the ambassadors. We didn't have anybody in place for Eastern Asia and Afghanistan during the Taliban takeover. You must understand something. The Republicans will deliberately injure America, their own country, to get back into power. They will deliberately injure their own country. At this time in his presidency, Trump had 40 ambassadors confirmed. We've had eight. So when China decides to do something, which is starting to rattle the sword, Japan is nervous and looking for us to help. India is nervous. There's nobody there. There's no ambassador for them to talk to. There's no ambassador for them to talk to. And 250 State Department positions, virtually all of them, the mass majority of them, unconfirmed. Because the Senate has a rule, they have too high an opinion of themselves. They have their nose in the air, and they look on themselves as sort of the round table, the Knights of the Round Table. Any one of them can just raise his hand and say, I want to stop this and think about it for as long as I want. And the only way the round table, in their view, can overcome that is if it goes on too long, the majority leader can put it to a vote, but then they can demand days of debate just on the China ambassador, just on the Japan ambassador, and then again, just on the India ambassador, and 250 State Department employees, and the Senate couldn't do anything. Now, I'll tell you what they could do. Moscow Mitch and the other Republicans could take Cruz and Hawley and take him to the woodshed and say, withdraw these objections immediately. And they're not objections, really. They're just a hold. We don't want to get to it. We want to get to it. Withdraw them immediately, or we as a caucus are going to go in for unanimous consent, and you will be shamed. They don't do that. I will repeat it one more time. You must understand, the Republican Party will deliberately injure the United States, involving deaths of people. People died in Afghanistan who did not have to. People are being menaced by China who don't have to. Our foreign policy interests are being menaced. We don't have an ambassador to the EU. You must understand this. And the only way the ambassador to NATO got freed up is when the Ruskies started to mass troops to a point, and Belarus started to get Islamic militants, in some cases, or just refugees, into Belarus and try to dump them into Poland and Lithuania at the border. Then at some point, Moscow Mitch went into the room with Cruz and Hawley and gave word. They wait till after the fact, and then they blame Biden. Say it one final time. How many times do I have to say this? The Republican Party will deliberately injure America. They're not on our side. They are not on our side. So when Moscow Mitch gets a shot from Trump that goes, old crow Mitch McConnell, who's getting beaten by the radical left Democrats, must use the debt ceiling to kill the Democrats' social policy. He's only clearly expressing what Trump and Josh Hawley have done in more insidious fashion. That's all it is. All it is. And to give you some idea of the urgency of this, Alexander Lukashenko, the thief, the strongman, the murderer, head of Belarus, just came out with a statement offering to host Russia's nuclear weapons, some of them in Belarus, that he will back Russia if war breaks out in Ukraine. And in a U-turn, because he had not taken this position, he says that Russia legally annexed Crimea and can legally annex Ukraine. This is very dangerous. The Republicans will not confirm State Department appointments. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. A rubber band.